I'm so soft-spoken, I gotta make sure I have this. Before I get into the message this morning, everyone that was here yesterday for the leaders meeting, there was a couple questions that were asked, and I asked you to write down a response. Now I'm going to ask you to do something with it. I want you to messenger it to me, all right? What the Lord's speaking to you about, amen, if you would messenger. Everybody know how a messenger works? It goes privately to us, and it'll be a private conversation between the two of us. It's not a public messenger, it's a private messenger. Amen. So if y'all will do that for me, I'd appreciate it. Amen. Then we'll get together and take it further. How many is grateful for today? Amen. Man, I'm grateful that you don't have to turn on heat this morning, and y'all's body heat is right warm. It's 75 in here, but we'll let some cool air come in. Is anybody too hot?
I'm cold.
You too hot? I got air coming your way, brother. Amen. I can relate. Amen. You too what?
Cold.
You're cold?
You got fever?
Touch him, Lord. Ah, it was only a mindset, wasn't it? Hallelujah. If you have your Bibles this morning, and I pray that you do, open your Bibles with me to Ecclesiastes chapter 4. Ecclesiastes chapter 4. You know, one of the things that the Lord was speaking to my heart about in Amos chapter 2, as I build a foundation, verse number 3, it says, can two walk together except they be agreed? How many know that the adversary is constantly trying to do everything to try to keep us from coming into agreement? Amen? Amen. And one of the things the Lord is speaking to my heart about is, and this text is used many times in marriages, and it can be used there. I'm not saying that anybody did wrong in using this text, but that isn't the mindset that Solomon was speaking when he spoke and wrote this word. Amen? And what he was talking about is us being in agreement with one another. Amen? And when we come in agreement, there's a third party that enters in when we agree, and that's the Holy Spirit through Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen? So in verse number 9 of Ecclesiastes chapter 4, the Word of God says, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow, but woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he have not another to help him up. Again, if two lie together, then they have heat, but how can one be warm alone? And if one prevail against him, two shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. The title of this morning's message is Better Together. Amen. Better Together. And we're going to look at the agreement, the assistance, and the association. Amen? Can we just lift the word together? You know your pastor, he's going to try to get us in agreement any way we can. Amen? Amen? Something happens when we come into agreement. So repeat after me, say, I believe. This is the written word of God. God wrote this word to me. I am what God's word says I am. I can have everything God's word says I can have. I can be who God says I can be. Today, I will hear God's word. My life will be changed. It'll never be the same. Speak to me, Lord. I'm listening. My ears are open and my heart is attentive. Thank you, Lord, for choosing me. In Jesus' name, amen. Father, we're so grateful, Father God, for your word. Now I pray, Father God, that you speak to me today. May the words that proceed out of my mouth be from you and not from me. And may the words that proceed out of my mouth bring edification, exhortation, and comfort to every hearer that's gathered. So, Lord, we know that you'll you'll receive all the glory, honor, and praise because it's all about you. For we ask this in Jesus' name. And all God's people said,
amen,
amen. Amen. So our first scripture reference, our first scripture reference is verse number 9. He says, two are better than one because they have a good reward of their labor. And what the Father was thinking, we're better together when we come into agreement. Amen? Amen? And so we're going to look at the power of agreement here for a few moments because we're going to agree that God's going to do some wonderful things. And if somebody doesn't believe, I'm going to take a stick to them today. No, I'm not here to beat the truth into anybody. But the Lord showed me something, and I want to show it to you. The power of agreement. Look with me in Exodus chapter 17 a moment. Exodus chapter 17. Where's your Bible? There's the children of Israel have come through the Red Sea, and they're faced with adversary. How many's facing some adversity in their life? Come on. Is anybody facing any adversity? And verse number 9, the word of God says, then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go out, fight with Amalek. Tomorrow and I will stand at the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses and Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand, that Israel prevailed. And when he let it down, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were weary or heavy. And they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua, for I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under the heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi, or the Lord our banner. And what the Lord was speaking to me is in ministry, sometimes we get weary. Sometimes we get worn out. Sometimes we get tired. And we need our brothers and our sisters to help hold us up. But the Lord was showing me about this rod. When Moses held up the rod, the Israelites prevailed over Amalek. They were defeated because the rod was lifted. And if you lift up a rod and there's Aaron on one side and there's Hur on another side, that means two hands are on the rod. And the Lord just showed me this picture. It was a foreshadow of the cross of Calvary when he was holding up his hands that the enemy was been defeated and Israel hadn't seen it yet or did not know it, but it was a foreshadow of what God was getting ready to bring. God says through the cross of Calvary, he's given us victory. The enemy has been defeated and we can see victory when we walk in victory. Amen. Amen. So when we look at that rod being lifted, let's see it in another light now. Let's see it as a finished work of Calvary for you and I. You get it? Amen. Amen. So we're speaking about the power of agreement. Aaron and Hur agreed to lift up Moses' hands, and then there was victory. Amen. And sometimes we get worn out. As your pastor, I get weary sometimes. I get worn out. And I really need some men and women to lift me up. I need some men and women to lift my hands up so that we prevail against the adversary. Amen. Victory belongs to us, but it takes all of us working together. Amen. Remember what God's saying to us today? Better together. We're better together. Look at the one next to you and say, we're better together. Look at the one behind you and say, we're better together. Look at the one to the other side of you and say, we're better together. God wants you to know that we're better together. And when we come into agreement, look out what happens. Jesus said in Matthew chapter 18. Are you with me? Verse number 18. Jesus said this. Verily I say unto you, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. And again I say unto you that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. For when two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. In other words, when we come into the agreement, the two agreeing as touching anything they ask, all of a sudden there's a third party that's there. It's Christ. And Christ said, when I said it was finished, it was done. It's been completed. Amen? Yeah. Amen. So my victory has already been purchased for me. Yeah. Amen? Come on. Life and death are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it eat the fruit thereof. I better put that stick away and get my Bible. Are you with me? Anybody in the same room? The Apostle Paul says in Philippians chapter 1. Philippians 1. Hallelujah. Verse number 27. The Apostle says this. He says, only let your conversation be as it becometh the gospel of Christ, that whether I come and see you or else be absent, I may hear of your affairs, that you stand fast in one spirit, with one mind, striving together for the faith of the gospel. Look to the one next to you and say, we are better together. We're better together when we agree. Hallelujah. Now let's go back to our text in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verse number 10. The word of God says, for if they fall, the one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him that is alone when he falleth, for he hath not another to help him up. We're better together. Because we're coming into agreement, but we're better together because we're here to assist one another. Amen? I don't know about you, but God didn't call anybody to be an island. He didn't call anybody to be by themselves. He called us to be part of a body of Christ. And guess what? We all have something the other needs, and the others have something that I need. Look at the one next to you and say, I need you. I need you. I'm better with you. Look at them and say, I'm better with you. Husbands, say that to your wives. I'm better with you. Wives, say that to your husbands. I'm better with you. Amen. Amen. The prophet Isaiah said this, and I'm thinking about the assistance in Isaiah chapter 50. Verse number 4. The Lord God have given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He waketh morning by morning, he waketh my ear to hear as the learned. You know, the word of God says, let us not grow weary in well-doing, for a due season we'll reap if we faint not. And what God is saying here, what's going to help us not to faint, as we're coming into agreement with one another that we need one another, we're better together, and that we need to assist one another. Amen? In other words, he said, if your brother falls, how can he get up unless someone helps him? Amen? So many times when our brother falls, we have a tendency to kick him to the curb. But what did Jesus say? He said, which of you, having 100 sheep, and one of them go astray, do you not leave the 99 and go find the one? And when you find the one, you come back rejoicing because your sheep was lost, but now it's found. And God says we need one another. We're better together when we come into agreement and that we assist each other. I don't know if you like this or not, but it's good preaching.
Amen.
You know why I know it's good preaching? Because it's directly from the Holy Ghost. The Holy Spirit has something to say to us. Now, go with me to Luke chapter 10 and see how Jesus shows us how to apply this. Luke 10, verse number 25. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tempted him, saying, Master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? And he said unto him, What is written in the law? How readest thou? And he answered and said, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy strength and with all thy mind and thy neighbor as thyself. And he said unto him, Thou hast answered right, this do, and thou shalt live. But he, willing to justify himself, said unto Jesus, And who is my neighbor? And Jesus answering said, A certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence and gave them to the host and said unto him, Take care of him, for whatsoever thou spendest more when I come, I will repay thee. Which now of these three thinkest thou was neighbor unto him that fell among the thieves? And he said, He that showed mercy on him. Then said Jesus unto him, Go and do thou likewise.
Amen.
Amen. In other words, we're better together because we agree. We're better together because we assist one another. But it didn't stop there. We're better together because we associate. The association, we associate with one another. You know, the Bible says in Hebrews 10, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, as we see the day approaching, but exhorting one another even so much the more as we see the day approaching. In other words, we're in this together. Amen. We're better together. Look to your neighbor and say, we're better together.
Amen.
Can we agree that we assist one another and that we associate with one another? You shouldn't have to say that too much to your husbands and wives, but go ahead. So he tells us in Ecclesiastes chapter 4, go back to our text. He says in verse 12, And if one prevail against him, 2 shall withstand him. And a threefold cord is not quickly broken. Amen. And this is the association in 1 Corinthians chapter 1. Verse number 10. The Apostle Paul says this. He says, Now I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and the same judgment. Now, that's a challenge for us to speak the same thing, isn't it? Amen. And when we're speaking the Word of God, we're speaking the same thing. Amen. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as we're proclaiming and declaring God's word to one another, You know, sometimes I have to be reminded of God's word. When I'm going through a trial or a tribulation or a storm, the Lord always reminds me in his word. And he says to me, did I not say? And if I did not say it, will I not do it? Hello? All the promises of God in him are what?
Yes and amen.
Yes and amen. Look at your neighbor and tell him we're better together.
We're better together.
Can we agree? To assist one another and continue to associate with one another. Hallelujah. So with that in mind, in 1 Peter chapter 3, to associate. First Peter 3, verse number 8. The Apostle Peter reminding again. Finally, be ye all of one mind. This isn't the pastor's suggestion, it's God's. Having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful. Now let's not take that out of context and use that in the English language. You're not to be pitiful. You're to be full of pity for others. There's another definition of pitiful. Amen. We're to be loving one another and having pity towards one another. Be courteous. Not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing. Knowing that you're unto called that you should inherit a blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil and his lips that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and ensue it. For the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous and his ears are open unto their prayers. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Look at the one next to you and say, we are better together.
Can we agree
to assist with one another? To associate with one another? Through love. Not my love. Not your love. But God's love. God's love is unconditional. I'm going to love you no matter what. Hello? 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 Look at your neighbor and say, God, praise God. We're better together. Hallelujah. You know, I love it in closing today. In closing, in Ephesians chapter 4, the Apostle Paul says this. Okay. I wanted your attention. The Apostle Paul says this. In Ephesians 4, 1, he says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation whereunto God has called you, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. Look at the one next to you and say, we're better together. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. You're a child of God. I'm a child of God. God's called us together because we're better together. If you get revelation, you get God to do a special work in your life. So basically what he is saying to us today, in closing, we're going to agree to assist one another, to associate with one another, and apply God's word. And when we do that, all of a sudden, we receive the abundance of blessing.
Your holy name.
I see my Father. I see him in heaven. And I see him looking down upon his children. And he wants to open the windows of heaven. And he wants to pour out blessings upon them. But what's taking place is they're looking for reasons to disagree. They're making excuses not to assist. They're coming up with reasons not to associate, which means they're not applying his word. And God's promised to pour his spirit out upon all flesh. He said, your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young man shall vision. Your old man should have dreams. And upon my servants and my handmaidens will I pour out my spirit. We're in the day. We're in the time. Can we just come into agreement? Hallelujah. I was reminded of, I lost my Bible. There it is. I was reminded in Jeremiah chapter 33. We always used to call on you and answer you, but Jerusalem was being hard-headed. Anybody hard-headed in here? But the Lord, in his love and his mercy and his grace, still promised Jerusalem his favor. And through Christ Jesus, God has opened up the avenue to favor for the Gentiles, which is you and I. And the prophet Jeremiah said this in Jeremiah 33, verse number 6. Behold,
trust him for all of your needs.
I will bring in health and cure. And I will cure them. And I am will reveal unto them the abundance of peace and truth.
Oh, for the extended body of Christ. All
so today,
sing it again.
He said he'll heal. He'll cure if we can agree, if we can assist, if we can associate, if we can apply God's word, then we step into the abundance of his grace. I don't know about you, but that's pretty cool. And if you need healing in your body, mind, or your soul and spirit, just get up your chair and as an act of faith, come to the altar.
Lord, wash us
as an act of faith.
The blood of Jesus right
as an act of faith.
Forgive
hallelujah.
Us, Lord, once again, all of our sins. And we choose, Lord, to release any who have sinned against us, any who have aught against us.
You go to the altar.
Lord, we release them that we might be released.
Anyone else, you can't wait. You can stand right there. Just stand right there. You don't have to go.
Thank you,
stand
Lord,
right there.
For your forgiving
anybody else?
Power.
You need healing, body,
thank
mind,
you for your
soul,
blood
spirit.
Makes us clean, Lord.
Amen.
Let us continue our petition.
Now we'd like men and women of faith to come and stand around the altar. Let's come around the altar. Let's gather around behind them. Men and women of faith. We spoke to you yesterday. Come. Amen. I want some men to lay hands out there to pray for my brothers. Pray over the brothers. I need some women to pray over our sisters.